Today, let's talk about something that has been on my mind lately. Are Singaporeans too obsessed with property? Well, let's start with Singapore birth rate. It has been declining for years. This means we can't even replace ourselves. Yet at the same time, there is a strong demand for property. Why is this? Don't tell me Singaporeans are buying property to养老. Well, I don't rule them out as more families have one child or not having any. Heng ah, thanks to immigration, else I think our population will shrink even further. Now, again, this backdrop, property price has been rising faster than most household income, as I explained earlier in my earlier video. For many Singaporeans, owning a home has always been part of the Singapore dream, a symbol of success, stability, and security. But today, that dream is becoming harder to reach, especially for private properties. Private property prices have soared significantly, especially for new homes. And with higher job uncertainty, tighter household budget, affordability has become a major concern for HDB upgraders. Even for EC, one need to have easily half a million down payment and sponsorship from parents to own one. I mean, is that the kind of Singapore we are pursuing for? At the same time, the world around us is changing. Trade tensions are rising, global demand is slowing, and AI is transforming industry at breathtaking speed. Not forgetting the impact of the RTS when it opened in 12 months' time. This has created a lot of anxiety, not just for the older generation, but also for our youth that is facing rising unemployment. Our middle-aged workers are also worried about being replaced. When they hit mid-40s, what can they do? Do Grab, part-time property agent, or even security guards? Or maybe join a company so that the employer can employ more foreigners with the extra foreign quota. At the same time, employers are lobbying for the government to be more liberal in its employment policy. This frustration is very real and is create a growing tension beneath the surface of our stable economy. Interestingly, our aging population seems rather content. Many older Singaporeans are sitting on fully paid up homes. They have seen their property value double or even triple. This is supported by a recent study by the Institute of Policy Study, has revealed that the PAP attract the somewhat older demographic group. So, even though the younger generation struggle to catch up, the older ones are very comfortable, collecting rental income or enjoying the fruit of earlier investment. It's like two Singapore stories happening side by side. One very comfortable and the other end very stressed in bringing up a family. At the same time, I worry about Singapore's ability to stay relevant. Many Singaporeans pride ourselves to be the best of the best. Sadly, they have failed to travel overseas to see what is actually happening. Our neighbors are getting better, more exciting place to be in. And what the Chinese are saying is very true. Singapore is a hot, expensive, and boring place to visit. Here, I share the same sentiment. Singapore is a good place to make money. But when it comes to lifestyle and spending money, you see tons of Singaporeans braving the causeway every weekend. This brings me back to another concern, the closure of many local F&B retailers. Yes, there are many reasons to it that has been explained in many media reports. But the key question is, have Singapore F&B, nightlife, entertainment to even retail and services sector pivot fast enough to stay relevant? As a whole, has Singapore lost its competitive edge? If our competitive edge is losing steam, then what about property prices going forward? This brings me back to my next point, the Singapore kiasu and kiasi mentality. Despite all these challenges, new homes launches continue to see strong take-up rates. Show flats are packed and developers are pushing prices higher each round. Yet the resale market remains sluggish. It's FOMO, fear of missing out, at play. Everyone are afraid that if they don't buy now, prices will rise even further next year. Yes, new home will be more expensive given higher land and construction costs. But at what cost to our financial freedom? So, are Singaporeans over-obsessed with property? Maybe. When everything else feels uncertain, job, wages, even our future, property has become the last thing that feels solid, tangible, and safe from scammers, at least. Still, it's worth asking ourselves, at what point enough is enough? Here, what are your thoughts on this? If you found this video insightful, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. This is Alan Wee, signing off for the next 1 week, as I'll be going to the land of the rising sun tomorrow. Sayonara.